location where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
Hatred on sea. Hi, it's Sunday, April the 27th, 2014, and I'm about to witness the March for England, which has taken place in Brighton over the last few years. I've never been before, so I'm withholding judgment. I'm just going to get as near as I can, have a listen, and see what arguments are put by either side as to whether it's a genuine way to express the love of England or whether it's a bunch of yobbos ranting racism. Both sides have come in for criticism in the past as to their behaviour, and I've spoken to a friend recently who's more knowledgeable about this than I am, and has said that certainly there's been some pretty unpleasant stuff coming from the counter demo on the left wing, as well as any alleged insults thrown by the right wing who are in the march. So, as I said, we're not taking sides today. We're going to go down, have a look at it, and see what transpires. Just want to look down West Street. Yeah, Wetherspoons. Just police on the road. Mounted police. Pens in group here with flags. We're in the middle of the road. Being pushed back by the police. Taking sides, but it's not a very edifying sight. It's a nice group outside West Springs, West Street, from Pendin. They're glaring across the road at the counter demo, and police kind of hovering around in bright yellow kind of. Just keeping the peace, I guess. And helicopter hovering overhead over the north end up there, yeah. Actually coming over here. Pretty much is going to go down the West Street. Onto the seafront, turn left, go along to near the aquarium, come straight back, and that's it. This is a gorgeous flag there, with a white dragon on a red background being waved by the park and flags for the Red Cross in the white background. Actually, the Knights Templar is actually what that means. I probably don't know that. It's only the old job centre over there. It's got a stone phoenix and a overlooking the scene. They're saying scum and pointing the March for England at us. We probably had a bit back the other way though. Thank you.
cameras from around, people observation from those photos that we'll get on the press, big lenses, and then wait for a bit of action. We hope won't happen, I guess. Certainly from my point of view.
Oh, we don't like gays, do we? We don't like gays. We beat them up. We are gays.
There's a police horse that's coming down the central reservation from north to south, so I'm nudging back a bit. Starts at 12:30, it's about 20 past 12 now. We're being nudged off the road now by the police horse to move sideways towards about 10 feet from them. I guess the march is underway now. There it is. Ground at the moment, but I'm going to start moving with it in a sec.
Okay.
With a note to the precious MFE, that's March for England, paper banner, placard.
Oh, look at
that. Yeah, I've been nudged into the gutter now, really, so. Well, still opposite the pub. Big church tower looming overhead. It's a fisherman's church parish. Police force on the pavement as well, so can't go south either, which is a bit odd. A bit rekettled. Oops. I'm by the leisure arcade here, the flashing lights on the policeman's just talking to the mounted policeman, just talking to the the march sort of.
There
wasn't a massive group there, so they've gone south.
Nazi scum! Off our streets! 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 Nazi scum! Off our streets!
I hope they kind of catch up to the actual main thing, but we're not really being allowed to move at the moment. That's all right.
Yeah, you're right, we're not going to be able to get through now. We'll have to go around here.
Go around here, let's try.
Go around here.
Yeah, a great kind of day that maybe called passions a bit, I don't know. But St George's Day was actually on the 23rd, that was the other day, so this march has sort of taken over from what used to be a nice St George's Day parade we used to have in Hove, which is the town next to Brighton, which used to involve a nice carnival dragon going down the pedestrianised street with a local councillor or the mayor leading the procession, a few stalls for children, and then we all went to the pub afterwards. Well, that lost its funding, it was funded by the local traders, so this has kind of taken over as the less salubrious version. Helicopter right over the church steeple there. Really gothic church steeple. Like something out of a Tim Burton film. Yeah, by the clock tower up, but up north there it's 25 past 12. So the march officially leaves at 12:30 to go along the seafront. But I don't know if we'll be able to get down there. I'm going to go off past Boyster Street here and wander off, because it's a waste of time standing here, kind of kettled in, going off into the lanes now. So I'm heading east along Boyster Street, because we're just kettled in here, there's no point. They're not actually keeping us, you know, in a pen, it's just that they won't let us get any further down the actual road. I'm not really taking sides in this, so I'm just here to kind of, it's had such a bad reputation, this event, I'm just kind of take it in and see how I feel it, the flavour is on both sides. Because, of course, it can be one side just abusing the other and a kind of abuse fest, I think, is the way it's developed, really. very sad here by the Hippodrome in Brighton, just collapsing. The local Green Council, a politically correct council, are letting the town fall apart while funding a lot of cycle lanes and now trying to build a giant tower called the i360. I nearly said the iPad. Maybe it will be someone's pad at the top if they can't get it to pay as a tourist attraction. But they're loaning £36 million from the public to pay for it. Then we'll be in debt for that amount of money. And, you know, you kind of feel, you know, in a very politically correct town, how the conservation has really gone downhill. And this is all set on that kind of backdrop of a disintegrating seafront. I'm just walking down Middle Street here, but actually there's some sort of grey barricade across the bottom. I don't know if we're going to be able to get past. I think the whole thing's been barricaded off. It might be possible to get through. But, you know, in a way, you almost feel that things are so bad in this town. Unfortunately, the actual demo is really incomers coming to do a demo, but a demo against, you know, the New World Order, against the prevailing culture of this town would be a very good thing. But I don't know if that's what we're seeing or not. But the existing left-wing groups, unfortunately, they'll always have a go at anyone who has a different view. I've yet to see any particularly bad examples of that today, to be fair, so I'm taking it as I can. No, it's a police cordon at the bottom. It's like netting across the end. I thought there might be a way around it. There's some sort of hut they set up, some sort of little roving HQ. I mean, there's bound to be other alleys to get through. I'm going to head along east, maybe to Ship Street. I mean, it might even be better to go up and down again further west than West Street, but it would delay me a lot. But I might do that. It might be a good sort of counter move, because they're going to expect you to come into the area from the area they've cordoned off, rather than swinging wide away from it back again. So I think that's what I'm going to do. So we're probably about 20 to 1 now. We've seen a bit of action, but like I said, it's not going to be very easy to really follow this. And a helicopter's sweeping over me there, going over the lanes. Rain's pattering down on the digital recorder here. So it's really, you know, quite atmospheric in a way. Well, what I'm going to do, because I've come from the east anyway, I'm going to just carry on through this alley here. So I'm going to keep going east. I may have to go further east, further than I actually came, and then come back to see it coming towards us, so then maybe follow it back along. I know there's some sort of counter demo, and there's some sort of music group. I think they're called Disco or something. They're using EDL, actual acronym. Yeah, I've just come through the lanes about 20 minutes later. And I'm down by the Palace Pier, which is near the aquarium, and there are police in yellow right across the road and the pavement. But we can come through the pavement to get to here, but we can't go any further to the west, so waiting for something to happen. Rain's really pouring down now, and the local MP, Simon Kirby, just walked by in a blue anorak, looking very concerned, let's say, but just taking an eye on things. So what'll happen, I guess, the march ring will is at the bottom of West Street, I guess, more or less. Not in the street, but on the seafront. It would come west to east, and then I think it's turned around here and goes back to where it started from. And that was meant to move off at 12:30, so I guess it would get here before too long. So we'll wait and see what happens. Yeah, well, rather than stand there, actually, I decided it's silly. I might as well go into the beach. So I went down to the lower promenade, and that's open. Now, there's a mesh here, but that's because I don't know, there was a mesh there closing it off, but it wasn't closed off where I was, so I went down and come up again about 200 yards to the west. I'm at the Queen's Hotel. There's lots of barricades there, but I mean, because of the weather, there's probably not many people around anyway, you know, tourists to see it, or counter demo even, but certainly the average, so I'm stuck in a suite, the average Joe who they might have wanted to come and see the protest isn't around anyway. There's a bit of hail almost there. It's completely bizarre weather. There's a bit of sun, a bit of rain, almost hail. So I'm going to keep walking west. See, it gets as far along as I can. There's a bit more of a crowd actually now by the barricades, about 50 feet ahead. So probably get more into the thick of it. Well, I took the opportunity over the last 10 minutes, 10 minute break, just to move west, get right along as far as we can, which is I guess it's the bottom of Middle Street where I was earlier. Not as far as West Street though. More or less going to see the end of it.
Nazis come! Off our streets! 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 Nazis come! Off our streets!
Yeah, praise fans and the across the St George, just opposite us now. The praise fans kind of between us and the actual EDL. Socialist Worker Bloc Band and the BNP is a Nazi party, smash the BNP. It's not a BNP march though. But I guess they had the banners already. A bit pushed back here against some metal railing, it's got a bit congested. And there's a group pushing through a barrier just to my left, going down the stairs onto the promenade. Police grabbing someone there in a black. Police have just put the railing back and they're standing in front of it. But it's about 20 or 30 have got down the steps and they're turning right and going west along the lower promenade. So maybe they're going to try and come back the other way. I doubt they'll be able to get back into the main road.
Off our streets! Off our streets! Off our streets!
Get through, yeah. Push that away.
I can't get any further here. Very crowded conditions. So all I can do is hang on to the gear and actually, I think the flags of the parade have actually gone past during that moment.
Whose streets? Our streets! Whose streets? Our streets! Our streets!
Between two police cars, I can see a couple of flags passing.
Our streets!
The white dragon there. Our streets! Across to St George.
Our streets! Our streets! Our streets! Our streets!
Somebody up a placard saying we don't look much like the Pride of England. It's written on both sides to support this man.
Follow your leader. Shoot yourself like Adolf Hitler. Follow your leader. Shoot
It's a nice flag being waved right near me, red, yellow and purple. Horizontal stripes of the coat of arms, the castle, lion. Don't know what that is. It's like a kind of royal flag, I don't know if someone's making a point. It was a goal on this side, it's white wig with the red cross, so maybe they're trying to reclaim something. No one's moving, the march is just standing there, so I can only see a bit between two police vans. Faces staring down, enjoying the whole spectacle. We're watching it. Nothing particular seems to be sparking off this, except we're just standing here and they're standing over there behind some vans. And no one's particularly set off a reason for any particular altercation, but it's just a general, like I said, general hate fest. To my right here. Didn't get very far though. Yeah, I moved out of that central crowd, just got a bit back because it was so rammed in there, just about 10 or 15 feet back from the edge, just looking at it. It's got weird, it's not really a rally. I don't know if there's any speakers behind these police fans with EDL talking to each other, but we're just kind of looking at stationary march for ages and ages. So you hear the rain coming down. I'm just looking over there to see rough grey down on the lower promenade. You wouldn't know it was happening really. Umbrellas moving along, just a few day trippers or visitors or residents in the rain. Empty cafes, empty cafe tables. West Pier, bleak, falling down. So it's almost hail now, bits of hail coming down. And the van is moving off. And I think the march would be going with it. Yeah, police fans just moving very slowly west. I think what's happening is the actual march disbanding up a side street behind the police vans. So that's over, it was kind of there, then it disbanded, and then when the vans moved away, they've all kind of disappeared because I could just see some flags up the side street. So I think that's pretty much it. We're just waiting to probably be allowed to move out of this pending area. And the sun is coming out now, amazingly. It looks like it might be quite a nice day. How bizarre, it's so exactly timed.
I remember that, and they were like, you what, mate?
Well, to end our coverage of the March for England, here's the fair sound of a British tradition, a funfair organ, no doubt recorded on a CD, but maybe real, I don't know. It's down at the roundabout here on the lower promenade. As the sun is now brilliantly gleaming off everything, and a banner there on the ground, socialist worker, wet and trampled into the ground, abandoned. Unfortunately, the left don't seem to be very good at not dropping litter. They seem to throw the banners all over the place afterwards, but what would you expect from a Green Council?
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.